From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, friends. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together on this terrific Thursday, the 15th day of April. And you know what that normally means? Yes, normally is kind of a depressing, have a couple shots of espresso in your coffee day, right? Because normally it's tax day. But they've kicked the bucket down the road a little bit, and we have, I believe it's the 17th of May to finish up your taxes. So that's some good news today to start the day out. And I want to say thanks to the community of Alsea yesterday for a fantastic day at the Alsea School District and getting to meet all of the wonderful students, teachers, staff, facility there, walking around, and even had a little luncheon at Deb's Diner there in Alsea and had a wonderful conversation with her and how she has survived the storm of COVID over this last year. And I encourage you, friends, if you have a chance to do some sightseeing, maybe head on over to the coast, I encourage you to go to the small community, about 250 people of Alsea, and stop in and say hi to Deb and say, Stacy sent me. She has the most incredible pies and coffee and home-cooked meals there, and it was a delight. Yesterday was an incredible delight. And then as I moved along my day yesterday, I had a chance to go to a couple meetings, and last night I did that training, that advocacy training on how do we talk to our elected officials? How do we talk to our leadership? What's the best way? And the room was packed. It was so much fun. And then, of course, we did the constitutional class last night all together with Chris Ann Hall, and it was just a full long day, and I'm so very thankful for it. And now it's a brand new day, and we're going to continue to see incredible weather. Yesterday, the weather was amazing, and today already it's 55 degrees. It's going to warm up to 75 degrees, and over the next few days, in fact, Saturday and Sunday, this might be a great day to break out the shorts and the flip flops, because it's 81 degrees on Saturday and 82 on Sunday, and I'm pretty excited about that. And we're going to continue to see that sunny sky and only winds about 10 to 15 miles per hour. And then tonight, clear skies, and we're going to see winds about 10 miles per hour. So that's what we have to look forward to. It's only going to dip down to about 44 degrees tonight. And so we're almost in that camping weather too, aren't we? I'm excited about that. And so I've got some news for you. Not only is the tax deadline moved down the road a little bit, but there is an open burn ban going on right now. In fact, they started it, and it's going to continue through the 18th. So if you're thinking you want to burn some of those things that have fallen down in your yard because of the ice storm, yeah, well, the city of Salem says because of the higher temperatures, low humidity, and low moisture, the burn ban continues on. So you want to know about that. And here's some great news, and which is interesting because now it's warming up and all of us want to be outside, but the movie theaters are open up. Regal is opening up in the Willamette Town Center this Friday. And then again in Sandy Am on May 14th. So those are things we haven't been able to do. I've missed that, eating popcorn, going to a movie. And so they're opening back up. And I want to say happy birthday to a few friends out there today. Sandra Wormack, happy birthday. Mark Gore, happy birthday to you. And our friend Jason Cox, it's his birthday as well. Happy birthday. And friends, if you have someone that has a birthday coming up and you want to give them a shout out, send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. I would love to wish them a happy birthday. So we're going to continue the conversation today. We have a fun-filled day today, and I'm excited about what we're doing. Of course, we have been in a campaign. Yeah, we've come alongside the Best of the Willamette Valley, presented by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking, and voting is now on, and I have in the studio with me, I have Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you today?
Good.
Glad to have you on. Are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here. Let's try that.
I'm over here.
There you are. I've got
been
a studio.
Been playing Dodge Mike with you
yeah,
this morning.
Dodge Mike.
I was putting on shorts because of the weather.
Uh-huh. I love
run
it.
Run these little white legs out in the sun.
You got to get some sunshine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and because of my fair skin, everybody's like, really? Why are you wearing shorts, you know? Because I don't tan, I freckle. That's what I do. And so I'm glad that you're wearing shorts.
Yeah. I guess you can't have carnival skin. It always has to be fair.
Yeah, it's got to be fair. Oh, my.
Ba-dum-bump.
Well, you are my co-host today, and we're going to continue the conversation. Tell me a little bit about the Best of Willamette Valley this year, and how's the voting going so far?
Well, it's a question that everybody wants to know, and I can tell you that right now, I was just checking the stats. We have over 75,000 votes that have been cast. It's going to be the biggest year ever. It's going to be the biggest best of type of contest ever to hit the great Willamette Valley. This year, our focus is Marion and Polk County. For those that have been asking, we are looking to expand our footprint of the contest beginning next year. So, but we've had great response. We have great people that see a value in it. And so we welcome that. In fact, we added radio stations this year.
Yes.
So make sure you go in and vote for KSLM. I can say that.
But. Yeah, I've been kind of promoting it a little bit. And that's what's been fun about this. All the businesses I've connected to over the last year, watching them, you know, promote that, hey, vote for me and do it on social media. And you have all of these neat little tools that people can grab and put on their Facebook to say, hey, vote for us. Right?
We do. We really, if you search Best of in the Salem area, on Facebook, we're all over it. Not only are we, but so are the people that are asking their fans and customers and strangers to vote for them. So, and we couldn't do it without them. Of course, there's no cost to be involved at the contest.
Right.
We welcome anybody that we can vet as a legitimate business, and we take it from there. And some people choose to enhance their participation. Some people say, you know what, I'm good enough to just take the votes and
go from
call
there.
It a day. Yeah.
Okay.
And we love everybody equally.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing about it, again, in a year that we've had, it's good to promote these businesses, come alongside, shout out to them and let them know that we support them. We think they're doing an amazing job. And this is a way to highlight that and celebrate, too. And I'm excited. Do you want to introduce our guests? I can introduce her. I know her name and I know where she works, but you might know her a little more.
I know her by a different name, so you better do it.
I love it. Well, I'm so excited to meet Rebecca Donaldson. And
I was kidding.
Okay. Well, I'll just take it.
It's really Rebecca. Full disclosure. Rebecca. I call her Rachel, but.
I'm an ex-wife. I've been called worse. It's okay.
Well, Rebecca, I appreciate you. And you're my newest friend on Facebook. And
thank
you for the shout out that you're going to be on the air today. And I always like to let people know that they can listen online if they're out of the area. Because I'm sure you're a networker like I am.
Yes.
And you have people all over that are following you and the adventures of Rebecca. And talk to us a little bit about your role and what you do in life and how you came along the Best of Willamette Valley.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here. Super excited. I am a real estate broker for Elite Real Estate. I'm a senior broker. And while my brokerage is in Portland, I live and service the Willamette Valley as well as Portland. It's an exciting time in real estate. It's crazy right now. Very aggressive market. I feel sorry for all of our buyers out there, but it's those sellers who are raking in the dough right now. So
it's incredible time, isn't it?
It's really incredible. We have, you know, homes that typically would be on the market at 465, and if you get a full price offer, yay. Now anything's going for 10 to 120,000 over list price, and those buyers aren't getting their offer accepted. It's crazy.
Yeah, and so really it's kind of in a sense a game, and you've got to have all of the expertise on your side working on your behalf. Talk to us about the advantage of having a real estate broker rather than trying to be the Lone Ranger doing it on your own.
I would not be the Lone Ranger doing it on my own, not in this market at all. It's so important to have that representation on so many levels, from disclosures to knowing the market, knowing the neighborhood, and knowing what has sold recently. You know, it's networking with other brokers and making those phone calls before you even submit an offer. What do you have in hand? Do you have cash? Can you disclose? Do you have permission from the seller to disclose terms? If my buyer is maxed out at 450 and she's already got offers well over 500, there's no point in getting my buyer's hopes up. So it's really important to be able to have those candid conversations, because as a buyer, if you're representing yourself, you can't call and do that. The listing agent probably is not going to.
You don't have a place at the table.
No, you really don't.
And the interesting thing that I found out, listening over the last year. And right now we're just in a place because our home's still in Arkansas. But when we're looking around a little bit at real estate here, is you really do have to have your game plan organized. And I talked to a gentleman last night that came to my training class. He just moved to Salem from Washington. Uh-huh. And it sounds like it's kind of like that across the river too. In Washington, he got $35,000 more than his listing price. And there was a bidding war. He said it was incredible. It sold in one day. So you're seeing this happen here in this area as well.
We're seeing it in Salem. We see it in Portland, in Dundee. I have some clients. I just wrote an offer for them.
Mm-hmm.
List price was $569,900. We maxed out our pre-approval for $590,000, mm-hmm. and they ended up at offers at $650,000.
Wow.
It's crazy. Oregon.
Dundee, Oregon.
So I have a question on that.
Sure.
So how does that affect the appraisers? Are the appraisers and the lenders keeping up with that? Or
buyers are riding, not to interrupt you, but buyers are riding in crazy things. They're waiving the appraisal. So these mm-hmm. folks that got the winning offer probably sold their home, have extra cash on hand to make up the difference,
mm-hmm.
you know?
So. And I've heard too, and you could clarify this, that sometimes they're writing offers too without any kind of, you know, what do? They go through the house and they do
home
like
inspection.
A home inspection.
They're waiving
that. So there's
that.
All of these tools that generally when you do home buyer education, which I've done like first time home buyers like 20 years ago, did some training and education mm-hmm. and stuff through a organization, nonprofit organization, we'd always say you want that home inspection. That's on behalf of, you know, the home you're buying, you know what you're getting into. But a lot of times to get into these homes, they're like, nope, that's another thing on the table, isn't it?
It's terrible. Yeah, it really is. Because if you're not representing yourself, you probably don't know to do a mm-hmm. home inspection. So mm-hmm. another reason to have that representation. One of the things I always do if I have a listing is I do a pre-listing home inspection
mm-hmm.
for the sellers.
Good.
It's part of my expense. It's part of my marketing. And as a seller, you really want that done because we live in a wet climate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have mold in your attic?
Mm.
Maybe the home's not vented properly in your bathroom. And now you've got mold in the roof sheathing. Maybe you have water in the crawl. You never know what's going on. There's mm-hmm. so many hidden things, and it's so important for a seller, it's so important to be able to address those quote-unquote deal killers, mm-hmm. you know? Ahead of the game. Yes, because you're on your own timeline then.
Right.
And then you can do it at your leisure.
Exactly.
You can pick who you want
exactly
to make those repairs
rather than the urgent moment and the crisis moment, and then you want the deal to go
exactly.
through.
Exactly.
Well, the other thing you have to remember too in a market like this, and some of my best friends are lawyers, is where there's a hot market, there are going to be lawyers that are looking at ways to unravel deals.
Yeah.
So if you're not represented well and all the T's aren't crossed mm-hmm. and all the disclosure forms aren't done and you haven't been fully, you know, disclosed, that's why you don't want to go it alone. You want to have somebody to look to, and that would be a realtor or a broker that has crafted the contract. Mm-hmm. This is the largest purchase that people make.
Yes, and this is so important that we're having this conversation because I know a lot of people that are thinking about upgrading, moving, or buying for the first time. So glad you're here. We're going to continue the conversation after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, the best of the Willamette Valley. You can vote now. Yes, indeed. You can go to votebowv.com. Vote for your best. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann, and we're here to bring you encouragement, empower you with news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We're continuing the conversation today with the best of the Willamette Valley, and of course, voting is going on right now, and it's presented this year by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking, and be sure to go and vote. VoteBOWV.com. You can vote for your favorites each and every day. In fact, You can even vote for KSLM. If you look under the Things to Do tab right there, you can vote. And I'm excited about that, Bill, that we're on the voting opportunity. And I know it probably seems a little self-serving, you know.
But we
are there.
When you're in Best of the Willamette Valley, it's
Yay,
real.
It is the real deal.
You're not in Best of the Willamette Valley, it's not real.
Yeah. It's just an imagination.
And we have almost 2,000 people that made it real this year.
I love it.
The contestants. So it's a real contest. It's not like you get a certificate for participating. Mm-hmm. So, and you can't buy your way into the winner's circle either.
It's not pay to play.
It's really based on what the public thinks.
Yes, it's pretty organic that way, which works well in Oregon. And we're continuing the conversation here, talking about everything real estate. And this is a hot topic right now when we think about that.
And when we talk about real estate, there's no matter what type of real estate there is, there's going to be half of the people that are happy, half of the people that are angry.
Mm.
You know what those half are right now? The happy people are the sellers.
Mm-hmm.
The frustrated people are the buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes the sellers are frustrated,
mm-hmm,
and the buyers are happy, but that's when there's a plethora of houses to buy.
In the marketplace right now, part of what's driving this competition is a lack of inventory, right? Mm-hmm. And the great interest rates, as well as my understanding. And so people are in that place where they've been, and I think part of it is they've been sitting at home all this year. You know, they've been working from home, they've been sitting at home, and they're looking at things going, we need more space, or we need, you know, our family's growing, and it's not very soundproof in this room when I'm trying to do my work, or, you know, I've heard fun stories like that, or I want a bigger yard, or, you know, so people are in that place in their life where they're upgrading, and instead of waiting, they're saying, let's do this, or they're moving away for various reasons or whatever. So I'm a first time seller. Like, I've been in my house 25 years. I bought it, you know, I've made upgrades, but I think I want to downsize. How would I even go? Talk me through that. If we have a listener, maybe they're thinking about downsizing or want to know what their house is worth, they're going to move, or they're going to, you know, do a condo or something different, not all that yard work. Talk to me about that.
Well, first you're going to go to my website, RebeccasGotHouses.com,
mm-hmm,
and you're going to give me your contact information, and we're going to connect.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make an appointment. I'm going to come out with my clipboard. We're going to do a meet and greet, and I'm going to walk you through the process of what I think you should be doing in order to get your home ready to show,
mm-hmm,
ready to sell. So lots of things come into play. It's a pre-listing home inspection to check the home out and then rectify any health and safety issues, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to know if there's any hidden issues, mold in the attic, water in the crawl. Maybe you've got a bunch of trees or shrubs growing around your foundation and now you have a root intrusion in your crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
Happens,
mm-hmm,
and it's expensive to remedy. So it's important to do that. And then we're going to talk about doing professional photography and what that might look like. A lot of times, you know, either a broker's going to pay for some of these things or they're going to ask the seller. But it's really important to go through the home with a fine-tooth comb and make repairs. Little things make such a difference,
mm-hmm,
in selling the home, whether it's touching up the paint, decluttering, taking all the personal family photos off the wall. People want to walk in and envision themselves living there.
I was going to say that one of the things years and years ago, 20-some years ago, I actually went through real estate classes. I never took the test to get finalized in South Dakota. I was more interested in the rental aspect of rent property management, mm-hmm, rental property management. But one of the things that stuck with me in walking with your sellers, walking through, was helping the buyers, potential buyers, envision themselves there.
Yeah.
So when you have your fridge full of pictures from your kids or your grandkids, and you have, you know, all those personal things around, it's hard to do that, right?
It really is. And I do have, you know, I've got a packet put together that shows you what, you know, certain areas of the home will look like. We want it staged right, even if it's using your own personal furniture.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see on what DIY, HGTV, all the, where they flip a house in 30 minutes, but
so, you know, realistic.
They'll go in, and some of them will say, you know what, if we replace the kitchen and we replace the bathrooms, we can, and if we do all of this upgrading, then we get more money. Is now a time to upgrade, or is now a time just to kind of do a little spit and shine.
In this market, people are just doing the spit and shine, mm-hmm. and they are raking in the money.
Right.
I mean, they really are.
So they don't necessarily need to replace the carpet, or as long as it's, right?
I mean, no, even in a different market, I always tell my sellers, you know what? I would not replace this mm-hmm. carpet. We'll give you a carpet allowance.
That's
because
right.
if you're putting in $3,000 carpet and I want hardwood floors, mm-hmm. guess what?
Right.
No, you're better off just doing an allowance, mm-hmm. a credit.
I agree with that. And the paint job, I know, is so important. And I don't know if this is still the rule of thumb, but if it does need painting desperately, make sure it's more of a neutral.
A neutral color, mm-hmm. yes.
And not so much your favorite, you
we
know,
don't want
your high
barn
school.
Red doors.
You're like, I went to Sprague,
walls.
Not orange walls, you know. Go Olympians,
wow.
you know.
No,
the kitchen's
Sprague.
Sunny oh. yellow. We don't want that, yeah.
We like Sprague.
I know. Well, you know.
And orange
I
is
like
a fantastic
it.
Color.
It is a great color.
Okay.
Yes.
I prefer red and black from North Salem High.
But, you know, I've been in man caves like that. And that's another question I have for you.
It's a personal
what are
cave.
Personal cave. A she shed or the man cave.
The she sheds are awesome.
So what are these are some of the things that are popular right in your buyers that they're looking for? What kinds of things are they looking for in houses?
They are looking for space. They mm-hmm. are looking for the office, you know. Anybody with a family right now, those kids have been crazy mm-hmm. in their room, stacked up in bunk beds. They yep. want their own room.
Their own room.
They want space.
So if you're a listener out there thinking about selling and you just want a complimentary meet and greet and get to know Rebecca, I encourage you to go to, what's the website?
RebeccasGotHouses.com.
RebeccasGotHouses.com. I love it. We're going to continue the conversation after this, friends. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Oh my goodness, it's 55 degrees and yes, today is a sandal day. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacy Ann hanging out with you on this terrific Thursday. Thank you for tuning in. I have to tell you, I have the best job in the world. I absolutely love here being here, networking with new friends and telling their stories. And certainly it is a privilege. And we have an opportunity, friends, to really spread the good news, not only about the radio station and the guests that we have here, but just how wonderful our community is. And I know it's easy to look at all of the big gaping holes and things that are going wrong, people that aren't doing what we think they should be doing, and what I say, cursing the darkness. But it's incredibly important that we turn up the light and that we celebrate each other and that we're kind. And the hard part for me right now with this continued COVID and wearing the mask everywhere is I miss smiles. I and that's what's fun about when I don't wear my mask, because I'm just smiling at everybody and I can kind of read it in their eyes. But I miss the connecting and the smiles. And I think that's why I love being here every day, because I connect with you, the listener, and also our guests here. And I want to remind you, friends, we've got some community opportunities to gather together, including this Saturday. There is going the folks with Oregon Right to Life. They're going to be down at the Capitol starting at 2:15. And so they're going to do a Supporting Life gathering in March. So that's something that you can do starting at 2:15. And then there's a Safe School Summit coming up on April 24th. And that is going to be in the Portland area. You want to get registered, parentsrightsined.org. And then we want to support our friends, too. Mother's Day is right around the corner. I can't believe it. May 9th. It's going to be here before we know it. And we have some friends that are doing a wonderful opportunity to support college students by buying a bouquet of flowers for $9.99. And volunteers are putting together. It's really a kind of a cool thing. And then it goes towards scholarships that help students go to school for construction industry. I just think that's incredible. And speaking of construction and cleanup, May 1st is cleanup day at Canyon View Camp. They need volunteers and they need help. So if that's something you can do on May 1st, give them a call, 971-239-1347. And don't forget about the skeet shoot with Young Life on May 1st, midvalleynorth.younglife.org. They're having a fundraiser and a skeet shoot as well. Lots of things going on. We're continuing the conversation this morning with the best of the Willamette Valley, and it is presented this year by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. And here in the studio with me, we're continuing on with Bill and Rebecca, and in the corner, we haven't even introduced her yet. We will hear here in a little bit. Margo, she's been she's smiling.
Actually, well, and you know, that brings a point. Our contest is hyper, hyper local.
Yes.
Our offices are in downtown Salem. The people that you talk to are right here in Salem. You're supporting a Salem business. So
yes.
We don't have people coming in from Phoenix or Bellevue, Washington, or it's right here. It's a local contest, and it is Best of the Willamette Valley.
Best of the Willamette Valley.
Not the North, South, or Mid Valley. So it's the Willamette Valley.
Willamette Valley. And we do live in the best. I just love it. It's God's country here in Oregon, and we're just blessed. And that's why real estate, why it's such a big thing right now. People are in this place of wanting to buy their own home, and I think there's some advantage of owning versus renting, right, Rebecca?
Absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit if a listener has been renting and they're like, man, my rent keeps going up, and I'm just every month I'm putting that money to the landlord, which is great for the investor, the landlord,
yes.
Which is something else I want to talk about. But talk to that listener who's like not sure about making that leap to buy.
If you are renting, it's important to connect with a lender. There are so many programs available right now where you can, it's called a Shinoa program is one of them, and where you can actually finance your down payment. So if you have your cash stashed, you can use that cash for your closing costs, and you can actually, you know, compete in this market. So it's very important. That's the first step. Meet with a lender, go through your budget. Some people think, oh, I can't afford a home. Well, you can if you stop going to your local coffee shop every day and eating out. It's amazing how much money we spend on, you know, the convenience of, you know, all of those things.
They're spending leaks is what they are.
They are, yes. I love that, spending leaks. So it's really important to meet with that lender and get a plan in place. If for some reason you're short a couple of $1,000, you know, go through that and budget and save, because you can buy a home. You know, if you're paying $1,400, $1,500, $1,600 a month in rent, that's a mortgage payment.
Easily. That money can be working for you and not against you. And a large part of that, I think people are a little shy because they're like, well, I don't know where my credit is at. They kind of have their, and I'm speaking from experience because I trained and coached many, many years on budgeting, kind of the date before Dave Ramsey got really big, kind of that kind of stuff I did.
Yeah.
And if your head's in the sand in regards to credit or slow pays on your bill, you can get those. There's help. There's assistance. There's ways you can track that. You can clean that up and position yourself so that you're in a good place to get a good rate and get that house that you want.
Yes, and a good lender will tell you the steps you need to take so that you can get that good rate and you can step up into a home. There's a lot of, you know, it's scary. Doesn't matter what age you are, it's scary when thinking about going down that road. So it's important to work with someone who, you know, knows the ins and outs of the industry.
The other thing that's happening, I note, is that people that's investing into property and buying rentals or buying flips, you know, to resell and things like that. Are you seeing an increase in that right now?
We are seeing somewhat of a, you know, increase in that. Selling your house right now, making that top dollar, buying a duplex, living in one side, renting out the other.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you can do that for, you know, whatever the time frame is, you know, for your lending purposes. But and then you step up into a home once the market, you know, calms down. And
I love it. So talk to me a little bit about why you're attracted to the Best of program and what Bill and his team is doing to tell your story. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I didn't even know anything really about it until our lovely friend Margo over here contacted me and told me that I had been nominated for not one but two categories.
Yay.
Best Realtor and Best Customer Service. So what an honor. And it's really exciting to be able to be a part of this. I mean, I'm on the radio with you guys. I've been able to advertise it on my billboards, you know, so it really helps get the word out there, because people don't really know who to call to represent them. So if you see somebody like myself or somebody else who's part of this, I think it's more comforting and puts you at ease, and you know, okay, obviously they know what they're doing. They've been nominated for this category. So it makes it easier to pick up the phone.
Well, and I think here's something that I throw out often as far as a thought, provoking thought, friends. You know, we need these professionals on our side and our team, like we'd have an accountant or an attorney. You need a real estate professional on your team when you need have real estate needs. They know what's happening in the culture and the climate. They know what's happening in the legal sense. They also know, with COVID going on, kind of the ups and downs and ins and outs of that as well. And so having someone like Rebecca represent you is, you know, that's what they do. They're the professional. Yeah. You're hiring someone who's going to go to bat for you and make sure you get what you need, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
So it's a contract.
Yes, it is.
When you buy a house, it's a contract. And I'm not a lender, but I will tell you, in my years of experience, because I went to high school with Ben Franklin, but
no.
In my years of experience,
I thought it was Thomas Jefferson.
I was going to say, or Edison.
Tommy was a couple years ahead of me.
I mean, Tom Cruise. Tommy, that's what
Tom
I meant.
Tom Cruise, right? you may have tried to get a credit card and been turned down. You might have tried to get a car on your own and turned down. That's because those things can be disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So lenders have to be real secure with that. The thing about real estate and what's called real property, mm-hmm. not personal property, but real property, lenders are a little bit more liberal on occasion because you can't take that house and move it unless mm-hmm. it's a mobile home, and then mm-hmm. that's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's why lending, you know, even if you've been turned down, and like you say, you know, you can go through and clear some things up. And mm-hmm. if you make the exclamations, now, you know, you might pay a couple of percent more in the beginning, but banks are always open to, or the lenders are always open to, you kind of fix your credit as you're buying a house. And then in 2 years, you can go and refinance the house. Because the other thing in this kind of market, it's crazy. You're buying equity. By the time it closes and you move in, your house may be worth 10, 20% more than you paid for.
It is incredible. When I think about my parents moved from the Salem area, I moved in 89. They sold, I think it was in 93. And we had 5 acres outside of Salem in the country. And that has gone up. I think they might have sold it for in the hundreds of thousands. And now it's like over $600,000-$700,000
yeah.
dollars just from 92, 93 to now.
It's crazy.
That's a huge jump. And I think, wow, if they would have stayed, you know,
yeah,
you think
yeah.
about all of that. But they were able at that time. They moved to South Dakota and made a good chunk of change to go mm-hmm. to South Dakota and buy something outright. And a lot of people are selling and they're buying and having this
they're
cash.
Up.
Like you're saying, they're
yeah.
moving up. They're adjusting. And again, your website is?
RebeccaScottHouses.com.
Awesome. And so what is like, if someone's thinking about doing this, you know, why should they do it now and not wait until the fall?
If you're selling?
Yeah, if they're thinking about selling.
Obviously, for the biggest reason right now is the money everybody's mm-hmm. raking in. As long as you don't go on market overpriced,
mm-hmm.
which is terrible. You don't ever want to do that in any market. But right now, if you're a seller, now's the time, because as all these other homes start hitting the market, now you've got more competition,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to sit a little longer.
Not to sound like the Monopoly man, but mm-hmm. when you say not going overpriced, I would say that's why you want to use a realtor, because
right.
the thing is, all prices of housing, all the levels rise. So
yes.
if a house down the street just sold for twice what your house is,
mm-hmm.
that brings the value of your house up too. So I get that you don't want to be overpriced.
You really don't.
But
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had a lot of friends that say, you know what, we asked for the moon. It was a moonshot. We asked for the moon. We got an offer in 12 minutes and, you know, it was sold. It's like, oh, so did I leave money on the table?
Oh, yeah. And that's why you need a professional.
You don't want to leave money on the table.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And the interesting thing about these homes, I'm curious, as an agent and a professional, right now, do you have a home that you're representing sellers that's in the area that you could talk about?
I do. I have one right here in Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
It's over on Arnold Street. I'm actually representing both parties,
okay.
the seller and the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a process. And it's fun to do because you build that relationship
mm-hmm.
with them. And even though I've known him since he was born,
right.
Helping him sell and step up into the next property is what's so rewarding.
Yep.
Did you mean, does she have one that's available?
That's available.
It's not
that's
available.
So,
none of them are.
So you have none then right
none
now
that are
on
available.
The market waiting
no.
for a buyer.
Nobody does.
But you have plenty of buyers waiting for a house
yeah.
to buy, don't
yeah.
you? Yes. So this is where we're at, friends. And that's why, again, we want to encourage you to look look at this opportunity right now. This could be a real blessing for you to sell, of course. And then a lot of people are like, oh my goodness, if it sells in a day, where am I going to go if I don't have a plan?
Well,
what do you say to them?
I say to them, you're not going to be homeless.
Right.
We will negotiate an occupy after close, which mm-hmm. means the home closes and you continue to occupy it for anywhere from 30 to 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
Which is totally doable in this market because you sellers are calling the shots.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And a lot of times we can get it so you get, you know, at least 30, sometimes more, where you're not paying your rent.
I love this. Yeah. This is great conversation this morning, kind of learning a few things here and there. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We have the professionals here in the studio with us today. We're going to talk to Margo when we come back after this. I'm giving you fair warning, Margo. We'll be back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to say thank you to Safe Air Network for being a morning show sponsor. SafeAirNetwork.com. Join the network and make sure that your air and your surfaces are clean. And that's how we're going to open up Oregon or open up our businesses, our homes, and our churches, our schools. In fact, it was fun to go through yesterday, Alsea School District, and kind of get an idea. I haven't been in a school. All my kids are grown. And my granddaughter now, Chloe, she's 9, and she does the school programs. Of course, I live here, so I see them online. It was really neat to see the enthusiasm of the kids. And Alsea School District, of course, has been in school all year, in-person school all year. And the kids are like so excited to see me and learn about the radio. And so it's fun, not even just the kids, but it's fun to see the adults come into the studio and be brave enough to come on the air with me and tell their story. And I'm so thankful, Rebecca, that you're here. And you had mentioned during the break that you're affiliated, that you have pro partnerships. I don't remember the term that you called. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So I am one of the pro members from Ryan Searhant. Ryan Searhant is one of the biggest brokers in the world, and he's the star of Million Dollar Listing New York. Mm-hmm. So I actually train and mentor with him. And there's 140 now pro members around the world.
Okay.
And so we all network together. We share our listings. So it's really cool to be able to mentor with somebody of that magnitude.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, getting coached and mentored is really a part of that growth as a professional,
yes,
isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
And that's something else you need to evaluate, friends, is what's the training in the background of those that you're hiring in this capacity. You also talked a little bit about going, if someone's moving out of state, how you can work with them when they get to, let's say they're going to Idaho or they're going to South Dakota or North Dakota, you work with them to help find affiliates there, right?
Yes. So I'm one of the crazy brokers. I work 7 days a week. I don't take time off. Mm-hmm. I have clients text me at all hours of the day, morning, 2 a.m. But if you're leaving the state and you're going, you know, Idaho, wherever, I do have like-minded referral partners that I can recommend and refer you to. So you know you're getting, you know, connected with somebody who knows their stuff.
That's absolutely fantastic. And we're going to bring Margo on the air. Good morning, Margo. Thank you for coming on the air this morning. I can't really see you behind my computer screen, but I know you're there, right?
I'm here.
All right. Well, we got you on the air. Get in there to the microphone real close there. Tell us a little bit about your role with the Best of the Willamette Valley.
I work as a senior project manager, and so I deal with a lot of the sales coaching through different markets, because we don't just do Best of Willamette Valley. But then as far as the Willamette Valley goes, I've been an account executive in this market for 20-something years. For a while.
And you had the privilege of meeting Rebecca, didn't you? How did that work out?
Well, I was driving to get a trampoline for my friend's kid's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her beautiful billboard, and I thought, oh, she would do really well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just gave her a call and she answered in Target. So it is true.
Right.
I'm sure she thought I was
good. You weren't on the trampoline, were you?
Not.
I wouldn't
not
put it past you. Jumping up and down.
She was looking forward to it. It hadn't happened yet. But look at how this
I haven't
works.
Used it.
Margo's being very shy. Margo makes sure that all of our contestants have an excellent experience mm-hmm. in what they're doing. So we pride
She's
ourselves in our customer service.
Yeah.
We're transparent. We're open. We answer questions. So we don't have a hidden agenda. Our only agenda is to shine the best light on local businesses that have decided that I'm in business, and so vote for me.
Yes, and yeah. and it's hard when you're in your element. It's hard to tell your story, your own personal story, because there is that part of us. Yes, we're proud of what we're doing and a product that we do and our service, but yet when it's time to tell our story, we're like, I'd rather not, that kind of thing. And yet, that's what you need to do.
You need to
market yourself. Yep. And you need to get out there. And Margo, thank you for being a part of an excellent team, helping these businesses. We certainly appreciate you.
And if you were at our office, you would hear Margo coaching radio sales reps across the country.
Oh, good.
Be comfortable.
Yes.
Be comfortable in your own skin. So when you talk about coaching and training, mm-hmm. Margo does a lot of that for us.
Thank you so much, Margo. And when we talk about this campaign.
She's not available for employment.
I'm just saying, give that girl a bonus.
A quick legal note. I am not an attorney or an accountant or a licensed realtor. I'm just a guy with an opinion.
He's the house comedian is what he is today. So, Bill, when we talk about the finish line on this contest, right, talk to us about some dates and things coming up and maybe some, we're looking for a venue to hold a celebration at the end, right?
We are, because we don't know what the occupancy rate is now. I mean, we just learned yesterday that one of our biggest contests is in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas has committed to going to 100%, no more restrictions after
Woo!
June 1st. So maybe
going
Governor Brown, if
going
she's
to Vegas.
Listening, or one of her people are listening, we'd love to be at 100% by June 1st. But our reveal is June 17th. And that's when we gather together all the winners and mm-hmm. those that are interested in supporting them, and we have a celebration celebrating mm-hmm. all that's best. Last year, we were on the steps of the Capitol. This year, the steps aren't available because they're doing the refurbishing.
The construction, yeah.
So we're looking for a place that has a great outdoor venue mm-hmm. because we still think that people, well, first of all, middle of June is a great time. I mean, people keep saying, oh, it could rain. Well, it's Oregon, mm-hmm. so it can always rain.
Yeah.
So a nice place. So if you have that, we invite restaurants to bring in the little niblets of what they, mm-hmm. why they were voted best. So it's just kind of a cool way to everybody to gather. But we've been talking to quite a few people, but if we haven't talked to you and you have a venue that you want exposure to, mm-hmm. we need to accommodate about 250 people. So it has to have convenient parking, and it's a great exposure, especially if maybe you're just starting out as a venue. This mm-hmm. it would be
And the beautiful part about it is I think we're so ready to celebrate and be together, right?
We are.
I think it's time that we all gather together and celebrate all the good things that are going on. And
but I will tell you, before you start celebrating, you got to make sure you get the vote out. And
exactly
the voting
right.
concludes on the 26th.
Okay. I think I've been saying the 23rd.
I thought it was the 23rd.
It's the 23rd.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a Friday,
23rd.
I believe.
It's Friday the 23rd.
So
yeah.
We've got every day you can vote for your favorites every single
right.
day and up through the 23rd. And does that end like at midnight or when does it end officially? Do you know? Does Margo know?
5 p.m.
5
p.m. Okay.
5 p.m. Right. Pacific time. So there you go.
Oh, there you go.
So,
and that is a valid point, too, because some of the people based with businesses here have customers other places, right? So
correct.
They could vote
customers,
for
relatives. Mm-hmm. We take votes from across the globe. So mm-hmm. that's why it's on the world. Wide web,
world wide web,
bestofthe11valley.com.
I love it. I love it. And it really has been a wonderful tool for Terry and I moving back here. We got here just a few months prior to last year's campaign, and we take the little guide, I have it right here, and we look, like, where do we want to eat? What do we want to do? Who do we, and who's the best of? And it's been a great conversational piece, and you have the way to do that on the website, too. What is the website?
Bestofthe11valley.com.
And then there's a direct link to voting.
It's vote.
Vote. Yeah, I got it right here.
VOWV.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's like a shortcut. And watch for the billboards, because there's billboards up reminding us to vote. I was like, I saw one yesterday. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to vote. and I do this every day. You know?
Pretty soon you'll see us on the local cable as well. Mm-hmm. So we have a television schedule getting ready to launch. So, and of course, with your great voice and the power of radio,
we
use all of the mediums. Mm-hmm. So if except for one, but you can do the math.
Yes. Yes. And we're having so much fun being together. Thank you, Rebecca, for your time today. Thank you, Margo, for finding Rebecca. And we look forward to celebrating with you.
Thank you.
All right. Give your website one more time, Rebecca.
RebeccaScottHouses.com.
Excellent. Nice to meet you. Thank you, Bill.
Too. Thank you.
And
thank
we're going to continue the conversation next week.
Next Thursday. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Best of the Willamette Valley. Be sure, friends, to vote today. Thank you so much for tuning in. This will be up on our website today as a podcast, and yesterday's show as well. I'll get up this afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you are making a difference. God bless you, and God bless the USA. Okay.